Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Clint Hancomp. Father Clint is a pastor living in Springfield, Illinois. His preaching today is entitled, All the Saints.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are they who mourn. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the clean of heart. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are they who are persecuted. And blessed are you. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Today the Church celebrates the Feast of All Saints, those holy men and women who have gone before us in faith and who have done so in such a glorious way that they are reunited with God in heaven. It's a day really for us who are on earth, because it reminds us that in a cosmological sense, we're all related. We, the Church militant, united with the Church triumphant in a great community of praise, a great beatific vision of the one who saves us. The saints in heaven are in full union with God. The race is run, their fight is fought. But we continue on this earth to run the race and to fight the fight, as St. Paul has it. We desire to go where those saints have gone. We desire to be with God in heaven forever. The saints in heaven are entrusted, I think, with the really important task of intercession. Yes, God knows all our needs, but the saints, as they are in relationship with us, a relationship built on love, intercedes on our behalf before our Heavenly Father. Just as I might ask you to pray for me, I ask the saints as well, in heaven, before God, to pray for me. And not just the saints recognized by the Church in an official way, but all those saints, whether recognized or not by the Church, who are before God. And so I regularly pray that my grandmothers will intercede for me, my brother will intercede for me, dear friends will intercede for me, because they know what I have to continue to go through. And they call me to be one with them and God. God wants us to use intercession. And so we meditate on the saints in our lives. And we look to the saints who continue to give us an example of holiness. The charity they lived out on earth continues to live on. The witness of their love and their sacrifice is not just a one-time act in history, but it continues to have a good effect for those of us who are recipients of this grace. The charity of the saints' lives continues to create a bond with us, a sort of communion, which sets us in a loving relationship with those who have gone on before us. As the liturgy of the funeral reminds us that the bonds of love and friendship established on this earth are not forfeited after death, but rather, as the dead enter a different dimension, it takes on a different kind of life. The saints surround us. Today we are mindful of the saints, we call upon them, and we ask them to intercede for us. May God bless you today as you step into this great communion of saints and find there happiness, peace, and joy. God bless you.